Hey, good morning, everyone. It's Dave Weiner here. It's Friday, September 29th. So this is another one of those sort of ideas that really everybody should listen to, and we should all do it, but nothing's going to happen. But I just want to get it off my plate, because I've been actually talking about this for at least 20 years, and it's political, and people like really just simply don't listen to political ideas outside of a very select group of people, and to our detriment, I think, because, you know, it doesn't allow things to change very quickly or in a safe way. So all the knowledge we have about social networks and computer networks and the technology is just all for naught when it comes to defending our system against other people who really understand it, who are using that knowledge for like very negative things. So here's the idea. Is that a political campaign isn't worth doing. I just read this article on Vox. I think it was on Vox. Said that campaigning is just incredibly ineffective. It just simply doesn't move people. And I kind of suspected that. And yet, huge amounts of money are spent on the campaigning. And so when you give money to a campaign, you sort of have to, it's like giving money to a charity. It really is. And you would always want to ask the charity, how effective are you at performing the charitable function that I'm giving you the money for? So like if a charity is 50% efficient, that means half the money that you give them goes to the charitable cause, and the other 50% goes to overhead. And overhead doesn't necessarily mean boring things. It could mean just paying the CEO a $20 million a year salary. I mean, it could be outrageous things. And in politics, the controls actually are very loose in terms of what they're allowed to do with the money. And aside from the fact that something that's completely legit is very ineffective, campaigning, and that I assume includes advertising, I'm pretty sure it does, that it makes me want to rethink this whole idea of what is this exercise we go through every 4 years, and how could it work a lot better? And so I say that no campaign should ever exist without creating a lasting structure that if they win the campaign and then go into governance, it becomes part of the governance process. It's independent. It's outside of the government. It's not part of the government. It's just the same citizens that organized to support the candidate continue to be organized afterwards. And the value of that is obvious. It's like what you want is you want reality to bleed into the campaign, and you want the campaign to bleed into reality. You want them to not go into office and then just say, well, we just said all that shit just to get elected and that we didn't really mean it, and now we're going to just try to, you know, do what we normally do, and then we'll come back in another 4 years and we'll tell you the same old shit again, and you'll get all excited, only a little bit less so, because you've actually seen the reality. I mean, that's the grind that we're in, is this very wasteful process that doesn't allow us to be very smart or very powerful. So, you know, a really great case in point was the last election. Hillary Clinton did run an incredibly incompetent campaign. And I gave her the maximum amount of money that I was legally allowed to do because I was so scared of the idea of Donald Trump becoming president of the United States. And every step along the way, I, you know, just wouldn't hide my head in the sand and say, well, you know, it's not going to happen. I won't worry about it till it happens. I just kept saying to people, you know, you support Bernie and you know that that is going to ultimately make it more likely that that asshole's going to get elected, or Jill Stein, or you don't keep an open mind about Hillary Clinton. You just, you know, all this kind of shit. I was saying all of it. You don't let Trump troll you. You don't let Trump be, you know, obsess you. You don't talk about the emails without finding out what the fuck the emails are, you know? All these things, because we all had a stake, and nobody knew that Trump wasn't going to get elected, and yet the excuse that the press offers is that, well, you know, we didn't think Trump would win, so we treated Hillary more harshly because we thought blah, 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 blah. Yeah, well, fuck that shit. We can't let them run it either because they run us right into a ditch. So, the perfect example. I mean, her campaign just completely died the day the election was over. And what it could have been was the voice of the opposition, the voice of the resistance. We could have said, look, all right, Hillary, you did the right thing. She did the right thing by going away. And, you know, as much as I defended her when everybody said, I think it's time for her to kick back again. You know, she's a reminder of something that is very, very, very sad. And it is not, she's not a good person to lead us. She's a good person to lead us to failure. And you know, we're past the point where she's our last hope. She just isn't a hope at all. So she's very smart. She's very capable. She's also very, very misdirected in terms of how she thinks about things. And because, you know, she said, I saw an interview with her. She said, well, you know, who could have predicted all this stuff because it was all so new? That's, you see, that was your job. Your job was to figure out what they were doing and not be surprised by it. And in order to do that, you had to listen to some people that you weren't listening to. And enough already. I mean, we've seen you're just doing things conventionally and you're not listening. There's an awful lot of not listening going on, as I said at the outset. So the thing, she had this fantastic, I don't think, when I say she, I don't really mean she, I mean her campaign, had this fantastic daily briefing video. It should have never stopped. Should have just kept going every day, every day, every day, boom, boom, boom. And I said this right now, why did you stop? Why are you stopping? We need you now a lot more than we needed you before. We need you to explain in clear, concise terms what the opposing viewpoint is, or what the same viewpoint is. You know, you lost the election. It doesn't mean the war is over, okay? It means your candidate lost, but they keep saying it's not about the candidate. Oh, it's not about me. It's not, it's about the movement. Well, you know what? That's right. It's not about you. It is about the people. And our needs didn't disappear the day Trump got elected president. Our needs grew a lot greater. And there's this huge leadership vacuum. I don't want anybody's name associated with. I just want intelligence. I want a variety of opinions, points of view, intelligence. You know, there's like all these ideas that need to get out there and they just don't. And this old system where you rely on the press to carry the good ideas, we know that doesn't work. We know it. Why keep complaining about it? Let's do something about it. You know, I mean, missed opportunity after missed opportunity. Today's missed opportunity, some business ought to have the guts to give Colin Kaepernick an endorsement deal. And I think the reward, you know, and what we did, we have seen guts on the part of business leaders. Remember when Trump gave that speech about oh God, it was the awful, the Charlottesville thing. And all of the corporate leaders just resigned from his board of advisors all at the same time. Yeah. Well, you know, that was something that was actually remarkable and it wasn't really adequately observed. Let's ask them to ante up again. Let's have on Walmart. I couldn't believe the guy from Walmart was offended and he said it. I mean, when have you known Walmart to take a stand? So go to Walmart and say, look, you're probably going to take a hit with some of your customers if you do this. But if you do it right, maybe you won't even take a hit with them. Just give Colin Kaepernick an endorsement deal. And don't make it about the flag. Don't put a flag on it. Don't have him standing Have him throwing the football around. Have him being an athlete. Because he doesn't have to say anything else at all. He just has to be an athlete. He doesn't have to say a word. He just has to smile. And you put his name up there and you say, you know what? You're putting your arm around him and you're saying, we understand that you paid a big price for this. The issue you raised was important. As Americans, we do care. We do believe that Black Lives Matter. And we hear you and we're on your side. That's all they're asking for. That's all Colin Kaepernick is asking for, is an endorsement. We happen to have an incredible corporate mechanism for that in this country. I mean, it's one of those times when commercialism actually can be a force for good. Well, if we had a system that worked, that idea would actually have already percolated through the sports community. Because I had the second step in that is, if no company will stand up, the next thing to do is for Steph Curry and LeBron James and whoever else who has big endorsement deals, go down the list of people. Michael Jordan, who still has endorsement deals, but who profited enormously, is enormously rich from all the endorsement deals he did. Have them create a new shoe brand and cancel the deals with Under Armour and cancel the deals with Nike and Adidas. And then, you know what? Now you have a vendor that will take a stand on Black Lives Matter. I mean, it's really a fantastic idea all around. It's probably a lot more profitable to own the company than to get the endorsement deals. Because you get a percentage of every endorsement. Things are changing there, and we have to look for positive things that we can do that aren't just reactionary, that aren't just, say, condemning, that aren't just resistance. Because there will be opportunities like that. This awful president that we have will unite so many of us and motivate so many of us to do things that in normal times we wouldn't do. And these could be very, very, very good things. So that's a drum that we can just keep beating. It doesn't have to just be once or twice, and it doesn't have to be a fight. The way to win this one is to escape from to escape from it. The guy, Trump, has risen as far as he's going to rise. There's no place further than where he is to rise to. That's kind of the good news. So, and I leave you with the initial idea, is that no more campaigns whose only purpose is to burn money and in a vain attempt to exist in the kind of politics of the 20th century. We're deep into the 21st century now. It isn't like that anymore. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.